Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo. KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Hey, baby, one more time for the good times. Welcome in here to the Thursday, October 17th edition of D-Lo with KC. I'm Damian Broiling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live
from the worst slums of Sacramento.
That's
just a badge of honor. Saying that, I love that.
Just the worst, man. We are so happy that you are here with us, though, man. Plenty to talk about, as we just mentioned. On the Insiders, Kyle Madsen of the Insiders is going to be with us. Normally, he's here on Friday. Mm-hmm. He's going to preview the 49ers Chiefs game with us today. Katie from the Wake Up Call, she's got thoughts on starting five.
Oh, it's lit. Is Katie in studio or
she's in
via,
studio? Nah, she's in
via
studio.
Via satellite, ain't that?
Nah, she is in studio.
That's late in the game.
The Wake Up Call is going to be out at Roosters on the River tomorrow. We'll check in with them. They're going to be giving away tickets to Golden Sky every 10 minutes. So we got a lot to talk
Someone
to her about.
Tell Stephen Brown he loves him some Katie.
Well, Stephen Brown loves him. Well, all right. But I've already taken the chat off of Katie's computer as well. That is just not anything that we need in life. We do not need her seeing how this show conducts itself. So.
You know, when you were gone, I should have thought of this. When you were gone, Tristy came on the show. Yeah.
I saw that, actually.
Yeah. They were the chatty house.
Yeah, I know.
Just thirsty.
I know.
Boy, that chatty house thirsty, boy.
I know. I had a great morning, man. I'm going to share something with you real quick. I'm not going to harp on this, but I got a chance to jump on a conference call with some members of the Sacramento Kings organization, our people. Nice. Kendra Montgomery Black.
Yes.
Our man Mo been there a long time. He runs the entertainment ops for them. Shout obviously KMB that runs the DEI department, man. She's a needle mover. I introduced her as nothing happens in Black Sacramento without Kendra Montgomery Black. Okay,
that's a fact.
Like if we need to mobilize, Kendra gives the go ahead. Mm-hmm. If we need to raise money, Kendrick gives the go-ahead.
It's borderline. Like, I ain't being blasphemous, but it's borderline Malcolm X when he's here and tells him to go.
That's it. That's it. Yep. That's it. That's what Kendra does. And I got an opportunity to link them up with a designer I've worked with in the past that I know you're familiar with, my man Prep Curry.
Oh man, hell yeah.
And you know, nothing is finalized. I was just making an introduction to people. Last year they worked with our man Laney in Actively Black, and they worked with a number of local designers, black designers, female designers, LGBTQ+ designers, all of that. Mm-hmm. And I think there's an opportunity for Prep to work with them. And I talked to Prep a little bit after the call, man, and he was so excited that I was just like, man, this is dope. Like, Prep is someone I didn't know. He did a line like around COVID time, maybe just before. I can't remember if it was just before or just after. Mm-hmm. But he did a line, I think it was before, with Banana Republic. And he was the first black designer who's ever worked with Banana Republic before. That's where I found him. And he has these like really colorful, like floral patterns and designs that you would never in a million years think to pair together, but he doesn't. And it just comes out beautifully. And, you know, I started following him on social media and then commissioned him to make a couple of pieces for me. And I just watch his work, like he does stuff with the University of Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies, and his work is just, God, it is chef's kiss amazing.
Yeah, he's really dope.
And the idea of him working with the Sacramento Kings got me pretty hyped, man. Absolutely. So that was kind of cool to see how, you know, those people work behind the scenes and how they set all of this stuff up. And HBCU Night, I believe, is February 5th, so go on to mark your calendars now. They got 3 home games in February, so plan your days off accordingly.
Hey, look, can we get a HBCU homecoming this month and HBCU night? I need more HBCU nights, man. I tell you, it'd be lit.
Man, we might be able to. But that was just a cool little thing to be a really part dope. Of. Because Prep was just a dude that I admired on social media. So if something comes about of this, man, I'll be really excited.
That's awesome. Needle mover. D-Lo told you he a needle mover.
Oh no, that's not me. I just know.
Making connections, man. Come on, man.
I just know talented people. Y'all go follow my man Prep Curry at Prep Curry on social media, on Instagram. Go follow him. See, just supremely talented individual. Man, what a finish.
You want to talk about a
talented
supremely talented individual.
My God. Absolutely epic. WNBA Finals game, man. Two of these three games so far have been brilliant. And Sabrina Ionescu, the similarities in these two games, in game one and game three, are pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. In game one, it was the Lynx that came back from double-digit down to have it was an iconic finish of sorts. Mm-hmm. It was certainly a chaotic finish, but to be able to walk away with a victory in game one the way that they did, only for the New York Liberty to return the favor a couple of games later, come back from 15 down themselves, and Sabrina Ionescu hit what is going to go down as an iconic WNBA shot from about 28 feet out to give, with 1 second left on the clock, to give the Liberty a 2-1 lead in that.
Sabrina. Brilliant. Sabrina Ionescu, or as they're calling her in New York, Sabrina Ionescu. with the 2 minutes for the ages. I mean, the final shot is the one that we're always going to remember, but just the last 2 minutes. I mean, she, you know, makes a great move, drops a dime to Jacquez Jones to give them their first lead. Mm-hmm. It's like 5-4. Mm-hmm. That was her. And then they get a stop. She comes back down and hits just a deadly three. And I thought it was curtains. I thought it was a wrap after that. But the Lynx come back, tie the game up, and then they great job. I don't know if it was the coach's call or if it was an Escu's call, whatever the case may be. But I saw Jacquez Jones. She was setting up to come set the screen. I said, no, do not give her the screen.
Don't bring the defender.
I don't want
over.
Nobody else around here. Yep. It was a slip screen or a ghost screen, whatever it was, and it was one-on-one. And that little hezzy sidestep to the left, like you said, from 28 feet, one of the iconic shots in professional basketball history. That was a moment last night. That was a moment. Wow.
I think there have been 4 go-ahead 3-point shots in the final seconds of a WNBA Finals game. Mm-hmm. two of them the Liberty have done.
Wow.
One of them is Sabrina's. The other is the iconic teaspoon shot that will get played forever only because confetti for the Houston Comets is actually falling from the sky. But of course, the Liberty did not win that finals game, so it doesn't hold kind of the same regard. I know Maya hit one. I can't remember who the fourth one was.
Maya against Indiana, didn't
Maya
she?
Did it against Indiana. Yep, good memory. And there it is right there. That 28-foot shot to make it 80-77. She got the Kobe sign-off for a reason, and that right there that we're looking at on our screen is the reason. She got that Kobe Bryant signed off because of that. Goodness gracious.
She is nasty. I told y'all in the chat. I told y'all they ain't gonna be able to hold an escrow. The Lynx are doing a great job on her. They did a great job on her all year, but they ain't gonna be able to hold Sabrina all series. She's the truth. She is the truth.
Yeah, and this is tough now because it's 2-1 and the Lynx are gonna have to find a way to recover quickly. Mm-hmm. Like you had the game two, you know, kind of throw up game. So you can't afford another one of those, or they'll be celebrating in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. They've got to find a way to recover. I think they're absolutely good enough to recover. I think they are a brutal, brutal matchup for New York, and I desperately want to see a fifth game.
Yeah, I think we're going back to Brooklyn.
I hope so, man. I really hope so.
The Lynx, they probably look at that game as much like we talked about with the Liberty after game one. The Lynx are like, man, we got this, you know, we at least this next game, we got this. We just got to finish it out. Like, we are talented enough. We're at home. We're good. Just keep doing what you're doing, and you guys will be good. And I think that'll be their mindset.
There it is. It's Nikki Teasley. That was the other one, 2002.
I don't remember
Teasley.
That one.
I don't either. Nikki Teasley, that had to have been the Sparks? The Sparks against the Liberty in 2002?
Oh, I thought they might show them, but I guess not. But, yeah, I don't remember that one at all. Wow.
Oh, man, that's tough. Steph had a typo. That's tough. That's tough. Steph had a typo. Oh, that's the worst. He couldn't even go back and fix it. Oh, it got too much traction.
Well,
the Kenny Caraway model. Hey, got too much traction. He couldn't take it down.
Can't take it down. Steph is verified. Shouldn't he be able to edit?
I don't know. I don't know how that
isn't
stuff
that
works.
Isn't that a feature for the verified people?
I think so. I'm not rich enough to have verification.
Steph said, I don't care.
I don't know.
It's whatever.
He probably didn't even notice it. He might have just saw it on the screen for the first time.
Said, I'm Steph Curry. I don't care.
Steph saw it and was like, everybody knows what I mean. It's fine.
I think the Lynx are going to send this back to Brooklyn. I think the Liberty are still going to win, but I think we're going to get a game five on Sunday afternoon.
Man, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Give us one more.
Yeah.
Give us one more this has been the classic finals that we needed for the year that we had. This has been the finals that we needed.
And, you know, it's good to see the ratings do what they do, because I think Game one, I saw it somewhere the other day, game one or maybe the first two games are the highest rated WNBA games or NBA WNBA finals games or whatever. So, look, Caitlin has brought so many eyes onto the sport.
First team all WNBA, Caitlin Clark.
Salute to her, much deserved.
Sabrina was like, oh, yeah? Okay. Okay.
She's brought so many eyes to the league or whatever, and she deserves all the credit for that. And just to be real, you've got to worry sometimes, at least this year, okay, Caitlin's out of the playoffs. Will the ratings dip? Were people just there to see Caitlin? And it seems like they've stayed, you know, and that's great for the league. Caitlin and the Fever are always going to do numbers, you know, crazy numbers. So that's not in jeopardy, but you want to see these people stay.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For the league, and it seems like that's what's going on in these WNBA finals. So.
Well, we've got a lot more to talk about. As Shams Charani of ESPN reported just moments ago, the Sacramento Kings, of course, are in Los Angeles to take on the Clippers tonight, though no one expected Kawhi Leonard to play tonight. It's been reported that Kawhi Leonard is expected to be sidelined for an indefinite period of time to start the NBA season.
I say the rest of the calendar year.
And as Bobby the Brain Heenan used to say, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. I do not think this man is playing before Christmas. We'll talk about that because I think injuries are going to be a big conversation when the season rolls around at the start of next year. Because Kawhi Leonard is not the only superstar who people are unsure about if they're going to play in the opening game.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. Again, we're thrilled that you're here with us. Kyle Mattson on the way. Big game for the 49ers this weekend. 49ers and Chiefs. I ask, is it a big game for the Chiefs as well? It's coming up. Steelo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Back here with our man Kyle Mattson. The insiders, Kings, Clippers tonight. Some news coming out of the Los Angeles Clippers organization. Kawhi Leonard's going to be out indefinitely, which is, again, if you were with us, I think yesterday, the day before, it's no surprise to any of us. I speculated they already know Kawhi might not play before Christmas.
Yeah.
And that sucks. That absolutely sucks. I think that's terrible news for the Los Angeles Clippers. Great news for the Sacramento Kings.
Great news.
But
I was already out on the Clippers.
I understand.
Yeah. So this doubles the outness.
Real quick, let me ask you guys about the Clippers. Do you think that they might be able to rally around what they have? You know, they got some guys that play tough, play scrappy, and be a team almost like that team. Remember the team that ended up playing the Warriors in the first round that out of nowhere, like, push, then they pushed them to six. And it was supposed to be
27 point comeback at Oracle.
Yeah. And that was supposed to be like a throwaway Clippers team.
Yeah.
Like, whether it was Blake or Chris Paul, like, they had gotten rid of that group, the Lob City group. And it was supposed to be a throwaway Clippers team. And they end up scrapping and winning. Doc Rivers, I think, got a lot of credit for that, too. But do you think that's a possibility with these guys?
No, because Patrick Beverley is not my favorite player, but they don't have a player like him who would drive that kind of thing.
Lou Will and Montrezl Harrell were crazy on that team, too.
Yeah, I just don't. Like, James Harden's the leader. Like, ugh. No thanks.
I say this regularly, but I believe there's validity to it. I think the scenario that Kenny presented right there, I think that is possible if it was like Kawhi's gone for the year. If it's a constant state of like, when is Kawhi playing? I don't think that's good for a franchise.
I
don't think that's good for the players. I don't think it's good for the coaches. I don't think it's good for anybody. But if you just had the, yeah, Kawhi's gone, he's out the whole year, then I think your approach is completely different. Guys who might not feel like they have a place now know that they have a place. Mm-hmm. So I think being stuck in limbo, I think that's one of the worst things that could happen to your team.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the only time I can ever think of it being successful was Jesse Celtics. And you wound up having two of the top 10 players in the league on you had two players who wound up becoming two of the top 10 players in the league on that team.
Yeah.
So one of the things about that, though, is, and I agree with you, is us as the public, we look at it as being in limbo.
Mm.
That the guys on the team might be talking to Kawhi, and Kawhi might be telling them, yeah, it's probably like the first of the year.
That's a good point.
So the first 2 months, they know, oh, Kawhi not coming back, so let's ball out.
Look, here's
might
the,
be the case.
James Harden has already come out and been like, I'm still that dude. I just haven't needed to be that dude, so I'm going to be that dude again. I'm out. I don't want any part of that team. And no thanks.
I understand.
No, I'm not going to argue with you because
yeah,
I agree.
I'm not repping for James Harden ever.
That Clippers team, Kenny, that 2018-19 Clippers team, Tobias Harris shooting 43.4% from three.
Wow.
Danilo Gallinari, 43%. Landry Shamet, 45% on six attempts a game.
Mm.
They could shoot it a little bit.
Yeah, they were.
Pat Bev, 39.7%.
That was like the best year of his career. That was Doc Rivers, right? That was Doc Rivers' team.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. I mean, look at that roster. You know, look what I did with that roster there. You know, I wish everybody look at it. We had Tobias Harris out there.
This
Doc, why were you throwing oranges at a wall?
I mean, it was the riots. I was really upset. I came home to my white wife, and I didn't know that. And it was one of those things where I just had oranges.
It was the riots is such a funny response.
It's amazing.
To anything.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
This Clippers team, though, reminds me a little bit of the Warriors this year. The 2018-19 Clippers. They don't have a player of Steph's caliber, but it's a bunch of dudes that you feel great about as like your seventh through ninth guy.
Mm.
And not necessarily that you feel good about as like your 2 through 5.
That's how you feel about this year's Warriors?
No, a little bit. Not to this extreme.
Oh.
But a little bit.
Okay.
Like I'm not sure if. And again, I don't know. I'm a little bit on the fence, but I'm not sure if they are a team that has a bunch of good players where it's like, man, don't know how to it's going to be tough to mix and match all these dudes to find the best. Or is it, yeah, you got to find the like 7 or 8 guys who are the most effective just NBA players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I'm fascinated. I'm endlessly fascinated by the Warriors.
They have some really solid players on that roster.
Yeah, but like Kyle Anderson?
I'm out on Kyle Anderson, though.
Me too. He's one of my least favorite players in the league.
Yeah, I'm out on Kyle Anderson.
But so he's going to have to play the 5?
Yeah. That's the thing that I worry about with them is just the size. Like
yeah.
they when the Kings played them, they looked a little small in the paint. On
and
the
that's a tough look.
Like
yeah.
That's
yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Kings are the bigger squad.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So that's the thing that I wonder how they do. But they seem like they're going to really lean into that whole idea of, we're going to try and outshoot you.
Pace and space, yeah. Just big time.
All right, they got the shooters to be able to do it.
Also, real quick, just because I wasn't here when you brought it up,
mm-hmm.
I had no idea if the wake-up call was that kind of show.
Yep.
Do you know how difficult it was to not be like,
no, I got
ah!
you. Yeah. No, I think they are. I don't know that they necessarily drop that line on purpose, but they definitely talk about inappropriate things on the show.
Okay. Because I just, I had no
I think
idea.
Kevin's Anatomy is a frequent discussion.
Oh,
on that
my
show.
Lanta.
Yeah, no, it is. It is.
Wait a minute.
It would have been.
I think we were told that. Like, remember KC the cat with the broken.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They just go at it over there. They just
I did not know.
It's more medical and less funny.
I did not know, by the way, that there were cats named after you guys.
Yes.
And I walked in there one day, because I'll go say what's up to them in the morning when I get here. And I walked in there one day as she's talking to Gavin, and she said, yeah, and KC with his, you know, and she described, yeah. I was like.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I've named my cats after. I was like, oh, God. Oh,
Well, Casey, he's not. He didn't make it.
Flip side.
I see you, big dog. Yeah. I see you.
Well, apparently he was, because he just couldn't get that thing under control and. as Drew Down says, KC the bricked up cat. This is just the way it was.
That's crazy.
Hey, man, he was just trying to do his thing, man. Hey,
apparently. He's just a walking blue chew ad over there, KC the cat.
That's crazy. I don't even know how I would react if my pet was. I don't even know. I'll be like, I can't help you. I don't know what to do here. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really tough. Had to put the cat down. Why? Well,
it's a long story. It's even tougher to explain to the kids. The 16-year-old understood. The 3-year-old, not so much. Didn't quite get it.
Then the poor guy wouldn't even eat. It's crazy, man.
Well, he wasn't thinking about food. My man's mind was elsewhere. That's funny. All of the things that we talk about on this show, I just don't want to use that word. I think we said it once, and it made Sean Cunningham uncomfortable, and I never want to use that word again.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's
we
totally
good.
Fine.
We good. We ain't got to use that.
You surprised the 49ers were favorites going into the weekend?
Not really.
It's just gambling stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
That 1.5 is even money, or not even money, but like a pick'em basically.
It's gambling, but is that? Do you think they look at this as an even matchup?
Yeah, probably pretty close. Gambling. What I've found in talking to people who gamble like for a living, not your friend who works and gambles, not Leezy, right? Like I'm talking about guys like this is his job.
Yeah,
this is how he makes his income.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a team of like doctors and sports psychologists and all this. It is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't react to things the same way we do at all, like ever. And so the 49ers first 6 games, they look at what happened in the Ram against the Vikings in week 2, completely separate from what happened against the Rams in week 3, completely separate from what happened against the Cardinals in week 5. Every single one of those things is an isolated thing. They're not looking at the game against the Chiefs and going, okay, what have the Chiefs done this year? What have the 49ers done this year? And how has it gone? What's the narrative? What's the perception? They're going, here's these numbers. Here's these numbers. How do they match up? And that's it. If the New England Patriots are playing the Minnesota Vikings and they think that the Patriots have some advantage in some way, they will bet on the Patriots. Doesn't matter. So that's where the sports betting thing comes in. Like, we can talk about the Niners and the vibes and this and that, and like, oh man, the injuries, but man, if the numbers line up and the books mess up one way or the other in terms of the line, the sharp guys are going to jump on it. So they're just trying to get even money on both sides.
Patrick Mahomes, 10-3 is an underdog, by the way.
10-3 outright.
No, again,
versus against the spread. Is that the two differences?
Yes. Okay. I believe he's 10-3 outright as a dog. Which is crazy.
Did you see? So we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and our guy Corey Benjamin over at CBS has his weekly quarterback rankings, and we had a little fun with that because he's ranking it in real time, right? Mm-hmm. So not like almost like a better, right? Like I'm not worried about the lineage of this person, this quarterback. This is who I think is the top 10 quarterbacks right now. Patrick Mahomes wasn't in there. Do you think this year, if it's even possible, like separate who Patrick Mahomes is, do you think this year he's been one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league?
Probably not. Again, if you're separating last year or the last half decade of Patrick Mahomes, then yeah, I think just in a vacuum, I don't know how you say this year he's been one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, I...
6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, I think, on the year.
Yeah, man, and he just and there's so much context, right? Like, that's why doing rankings is so tough, because there's so many different ways you can go about it. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're just looking at statistically and how he's performed this year, I've seen Patrick Mahomes do more head-scratching stuff this year than I have in his previous, whatever it was, 5 seasons combined. Mm-hmm. Like, there's several plays a game where you're just like, man, what is he looking at? What is he doing? And I understand that the wide receivers are not great. The super banged up there. Travis Kelce may or may not be old. Mm-hmm. Their running game is a mess. So I understand. I get all the context, but yeah, if you're just looking at straight up quarterback play, I wouldn't be mad if somebody left him out.
I kind of wish Corey would have left him out next week, not this week, because I don't know. Patrick may see this and be like, "Oh, for real?
Oh, he definitely
for
saw
real.
That. He definitely saw that."
Has anyone been critical of Travis Kelce? Like,
I don't know if critical. It was the first 2 or 3 weeks. I know people were like, "Yo, where's the guy at?" So I don't know if it was necessarily critical, but it was
of the offseason he had.
Huh?
He lit it up
like,
the last.
Okay. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen people like, yo, if you would have just focused a little bit more.
I'm just asking.
That started for sure because he had what, like 6 catches in the first 3 games?
Mm.
And he had the one game with like 1 catch for 5 yards or whatever he did. I don't know. I don't have Travis Kelce's game log memorized, but the last 2 weeks he's been awesome. So it's like whatever chatter was going to start up. Yeah, it's just... And there's the Patriots used to do that with Gronk, right? Mm. Toward the end, it would be like, hey, Gronk's not super effective in the regular season, and then the last 2 weeks of the regular season in the playoffs, it's all Gronk all the time.
Yeah. I have a thought about this game. I want to see what you think. So, I was listening to our guys on the morning roast, and they've been really hyped up for this game this week. And they've been talking about how it's a really big game and, you know, it's a comparison, you know, they would use is, you know, this is like when the Niners would play the Cowboys in the regular season back, like it was a big game, like you had to win it. A little different because it was NFC compared to the Chiefs being in the AFC. But I look at this game not as much as this big defining moment potentially game. Like I don't look at it that way.
It's not even close.
Yeah, I look at it as a game where, if we're being honest, I'm not sure you're ready to win based off the injuries, the roster, where you're at. I just don't – like, I'm not feeling super confident about the game based on, like, how the Niners are right now. And that's okay. I'm looking at this team right now as get me to the bye, worst case at 4-4. Get me to the bye there because I believe – after the bye, I think they'll would have gotten their legs under them. The malaise of the Super Bowl loss and getting out of last season would probably be over, and now you're fully into this 2024 season. And I think you combine that with possibly getting some people back, that I think they'll be ready. I think they'll be ready. But I need them to get to that bye at 500. And if that means you lose this game and you beat the Cowboys – okay, so be it. This game isn't as much of a concern as starting yourself up for that second half push.
I think you got to win on Sunday, but it has nothing to do with the Chiefs being the thorn in their side, really. I just don't think that matters that much. Like this isn't a big game for the Chiefs. Like that's kind of part of the thing. Like with the Niners and Cowboys, at least there was like a lot of back and forth, and it was both. Besides, like, what beef do the Chiefs have with the Niners? They just not been in their way, really.
But they're a good football team.
Yeah, no doubt. But the Chiefs are 5-0. They don't have any revenge to go get. They're just like, yeah, hey, here's week 7. Hopefully, the offense starts to figure it out. Like they got other stuff to worry about.
Well, that's what I mean. I kind of feel like maybe it's a bigger game for them than we're giving it credit for because of actually all of those reasons that you just laid out. Maybe they aren't playing particularly well. Maybe their offense isn't flowing particularly great, but if they can get out there and they can correct, maybe for lack of a better word, those things against the 49ers team, that despite their record, we know is good. And despite their record, I think they're still fully expected to be in the mix to represent the NFC at the end of all of this. I think it might be a slightly bigger game than just a week 7 game.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. For sure, just in the context of the season. I just mean this specific matchup standpoint. Like 49ers versus Chiefs. I don't think the Chiefs circle the Niners and are like, huge week.
I got you. Yeah,
huge week.
Yeah.
Whereas the Niners obviously do, and it would make sense. I do think, though, with Kyle Shanahan being 0-4 against Andy Reid, I do think that there's a little bit of a mental hurdle you have to clear where... The Chiefs, if you're going to be competitive this year or any time in the next decade, like the Chiefs are going to be there. Chiefs are very likely going to be along your road at some point. And you got to beat them. Like that's what I keep coming back to. It has nothing to do with like revenge or this is going to make up for the Super Bowl, because it's not. Like, nothing is ever going to remove that or make up for those losses. But I think getting a win, if you lose again, it's like, my God, what do we got to do to beat this team? Mm-hmm. I think that could start to get into some guys' heads.
I think about how I felt, and Damian can co-sign on this one, when the Niners would continually beat the hell out of the Rams. Mm-hmm. And when we got through that playoff stretch and it was like, all right, now you're playing the Rams in the NFC Championship game. I said, okay, don't feel great about this. Mm-hmm. At the time, Niners had won like 7-8 in a row. Mm-hmm. And the thought was, oh, yeah, Kyle Shanahan owns Sean McVay and all this stuff. I said, he might, but he can still own him with a 7-1 record.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, the only thing, and that's what I would think about if I was a 49ers player for this game.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs have been a problem. The Chiefs have dominated whenever you've seen them. If you win on Sunday, that would be great. Mm-hmm. If you lose, it doesn't really matter. You just need to be better than them at the most important time. And if you beat them on Sunday and then face them again in the Super Bowl and lose, ain't nobody going to be worried about Sunday. Ain't nobody going to be like, well, you cleared the hurdle by showing that you could beat them. It don't matter. You got to beat them when it matters the most. And that's the level of focus I would have if I was Kyle, if I was that group or whatever. Yes, you want to win this game, but it does nothing for the one thing that this team is yet to achieve. Like, they've done it all. They've won big games in the regular season. They've won big games in the playoffs. Like, I don't want to say none of it matters, because you got to get a certain record to get where you're trying to go, but it don't matter. There's only one thing that matters with this group, and you need to make sure that that's when you beat them.
Yeah.
And it's easier said than done. And it's, for us, you know, it's definitely a big game and you want to prove something. But they went on Sunday. It's more important that they're 4-3. Not that they beat the Chiefs, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm right there, man. They just can't afford to lose a lot more games.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a little bit the problem here. Their second half schedule is really tough.
Mm-hmm.
Their schedule after the bye is really, like, you open up at Tampa Bay and that might be your easiest game. Like that's brutal. Yeah. So they can't afford to lose any games, whether it's the Chiefs or whoever. That's kind of where my thought process is.
You think Ricky Pearsall plays this weekend?
No.
Really?
I'd be shocked. I'd be surprised if he's active.
What would keep him really? What would keep him from playing?
That he just came back from being out for 6 weeks.
Okay.
The thing I keep going back to is he had the hamstring injury to start camp.
Right. Right.
Came back for like 2 days, I think.
Yeah, like one practice, I think.
Yeah, hurt
one
his
actual
shoulder.
Practice.
Yeah, hurt his shoulder, and then was out again, and then get shot in the chest. And then
and that
was
the
again.
Worst of the three injuries
that was
he
the
had.
That was,
or that was the easiest of the three injuries he had.
And I was listening to Dr. Brian Feely from UCSF on Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and he talked about how, yeah, it might not have broken anything. It might have gone, you know, clear through and everything, but like it's still getting hit there might hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, there might just be a pain tolerance thing that matters. And I just, I don't know how up to speed he is with anything. Because of how little he's practiced, he's been around, but he hasn't.
But
been
I was going to say he's been around everything.
Yeah,
right?
But you got to get your wind back. Like I don't know how much he's been able to do. I don't know. I've never.
Are you
been
suggesting
shot in the
getting
chest
shot
before.
In the chest can affect your cardiovascular
yeah, that,
abilities?
Okay, I'm willing to go there,
Dr. Matson.
Not
yes.
a doctor.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that has an impact. So I think they activated him when they did because you get the extra practice on Monday. He gets three practices this week. You get three practices next week. Then it's the bye.
Mm-hmm.
And get a practice or two in, and then they got to activate him by the Monday after the bye, which gets him ready to play in week 10, which is what I would imagine they're probably aiming for.
One of the things that trips me out about the Ricky Pearsall situation is just the thought of him, if he plays, and his first snap, he's going to run out, his first ever snap in the NFL, he's going to run up against the world champs and probably the best defense in the game.
Yeah, if he plays.
Like, what?
Yeah, go like, enjoy that, Rick.
Yeah, you don't see that a lot, right? Like, because at the very least, like, your first NFL snap is in the preseason against somebody. No, you're going up against, hey, get in there. 12 personnel gets out there and lines up against the Chiefs. That's crazy. And I mean,
and then scores on a 75-yard touchdown catch.
I think if he does, that's the thing, is if I think if he does play, it'll be like on punt return.
Make a movie.
I don't think he's going to play on
a Disney movie called Ricky.
Ricky.
I don't know how you shoot someone in a Disney movie, but they threw Scar off a cliff. I'm assuming you could shoot someone.
A Disney movie? Hardball. That's Jesse's movie.
Hardball. Hardball.
Yeah.
Was that a Disney movie? I don't believe that was a Disney movie.
I don't think that was a Disney movie. But shout out G Baby.
Yeah, R.I.P. He got shot in that movie, right?
Yeah, that was spoiler. I was 7 years old and distraught.
Same, dude. I watched that movie one time.
I was going to watch it this weekend, but I guess that's gone.
I watched that movie one time and I never watched it again. That was
Jesse when I say that movie. You know.
Yeah, you always disrespect that. You need to stop. All right, you need to stop.
The wildest thing to me with the Ricky Pearsall thing is writing about a person being shot in the chest as though he strained his hamstring in practice.
Mm.
Like Ricky Pearsall, who's been out since the weekend before the season started with a gunshot wound to the chest. Like, man, what? I feel insane writing it.
Yeah.
But I can't, like, you can't give all the context every single time you write about him, because then it just, it's
well,
silly.
Well, Al Michaels, yeah, Ricky Pearsall, he's out with a gunshot to the chest. In the back.
Right.
No, yeah. No, how they do it in the like the headlines. Pearsall out, shot.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Parentheses.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Like, dog.
That is crazy.
Just, I feel,
I'm glad
I feel,
he's back, man. I'm glad he's okay.
Crazy writing about it.
Yeah. That was a scary situation when I heard about
just
that, man. So
terrifying,
I'm glad he's.
Bro.
Yeah, it was scary to you. Dilly just like, no, he just walked away. He beat up the gunman and just left.
Yeah, it's like, also, hey, the gunman got shot.
Like, no, hey, Ricky, just go to the hospital. I'm good.
And then they had the video, and he had his shirt off, and the blood. Mm-hmm. He's holding the wound. It's like, yo, this is crazy. It's like 3 o'clock.
Looked like the final episode of Ghost. Just Kane Pearsall out there. NinersWire.com, The Insiders, Candlestick Chronicles. By the way, this dude talking to Kyle Juszczyk.
Oh, that's what we doing. Who else?
Fred Warner.
Yeah, man. George Kittle's been on the pod.
Candlestick Chronicles got.
Yeah, we're out here. Jerry Rice, Patrick Willis.
Man,
come on.
Sometimes I dream.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
That he is me.
I'm saying, man.
Kyle Madsen of The Insiders here. We do the one KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Katie from the Wake Up Call with us, brought to you by, if you were tuning in during the commercial break on the live stream, train with map.fit/ESPN1320. She just finished her training over at the facility in Granite Bay. You can go to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Take advantage of the free nutritionist consultation they got going on, the free macro calculator that they got right there on the website. And of course, there's a link to maptrition.com as well, where you can grab your strength enhancers, your fat burners, your cravings crushers, all of that good stuff that I take right there on the website. If you have any questions about it, Greg develops this stuff right here in Sacramento and can answer any questions that you have about it. Again, it's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320.
You know what I realized like a few weeks ago?
What?
Is that Granite Bay is like around the corner.
Yeah.
So like
we're right
I come
here.
To work and I go home. Like, I don't mm-hmm. really hang out around here.
And you live
for
in...
no reason. I just got a long drive back to get home, so I don't really hang out. But
you live in Elk Grove?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was because in my head, Granite Bay is
Folsom.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And then I went and got coffee or something like that, and it's like, oh yeah, this is the Granite Bay location. I said, no, this is the Roseville location. What are you talking about? No, it's like right around the corner. So.
Yeah. It was great. I'm a little sweaty, so forgive me.
No, that's okay. No one notices, so it's fine. But if you, okay. you feel the need to point it out, it's like, it's okay. Katie from the Wake Up Call here. Another thing about the Wake Up Call, they're going to be at Roosters on the River tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. 11 to 1.
11 to 1, giving away tickets to Golden Sky
yep.
every 10 minutes and 65 seconds. That's what
so
we're
I've heard.
Yeah. Every 10 minutes yeah. and 65 seconds.
Took me a while, but
great
I was like,
branding,
okay, it
guys. Great
it's,
branding.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
You guys have done this before.
10 minutes and 65 seconds. They'll be giving away tickets to Golden Sky, so you can head out there to Roosters on the River to hang out with Katie and Gavin. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to talk about. We never got to do a Disney wrap-up because
okay.
Well, just circumstances prevented that from happening.
I did everything I could to affect you as much as
I could. No, you did a great job.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did it. You did it. Yeah. You did a great job. I will point out, my girl was a trooper. She started not feeling well Sunday morning at about 2:30 when we woke up to catch the flight. So I wake up to a text thinking, hey, just making sure you're awake. Nope. The text is, hey, vomiting. Can you check to see? Can you check to see if we can move our flight?
Yeah.
I'm like,
you tried.
All right, sweetie. I don't think we can, but I'm going to try.
Yeah.
And like,
the answer was no.
The answer was, it was like, look, if we move our flight, we have to call Disney. And so it was like, can you get there? Like, once we get there, we'll get through everything else, but can you get there? And God bless her.
It was rough, though,
there.
Man. I had a pillow on the plane. Well, I put the pillow against him. I was just laying there, and it was just like, please don't throw up on the plane. Just please don't throw up on the plane. And I didn't.
That's great, because I was thinking, please don't throw up on me.
Well, yeah.
Please don't throw up on
me. I ain't going to lie to you. If I was Dame and it looked like you were about to throw up, I'm getting out the way.
Well, he didn't have a choice, because we were in row B on a Southwest flight.
Nah, I would have been real quick. Yeah. Wouldn't have threw up on me.
Well, she didn't.
I didn't.
She didn't.
Fell over, hit her head or something, because I got out the way. I'm like, no, hey.
Just give it.
Watch my shoes. No,
what did you think of your Disneyland experience?
Oh, I had a blast.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Were you filled with Disney magic?
I was filled with Disney magic.
Okay.
Just as Kyle Madsen was hoping.
Mm-hmm.
I was filled with Disney magic. No, it was a blast.
We did go to that tiki bar, Trader Sam's, and you weren't as impressed as I thought you were going to be.
I wasn't.
Okay, what was Trader Sam's?
Okay, what is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's a tiki bar, but depending on what people at the bar order, the environment changes. So if somebody orders, I don't know, whatever drink, they're like, oh my God, a volcano. And then like the windows change and things shake.
And that's pretty cool. It was cool. It happened like once or twice while we were in there.
I think it happened twice while we were there.
And then they like, hey, it's water.
And then it's like spring.
But, like, also, I could imagine, like, if it's a little later in the day and everyone's, like, super hyped and they're like, oh, yay. That wasn't really the case. It was just like.
Well, we were also trying not to throw up.
Well,
so,
you were trying not to throw up.
Yeah.
And then I think, really, we both just wanted a nap.
Yes.
But our rooms weren't
ready,
so we were just kind of, like, lingering around.
Yeah.
And that was the second drink we had before noon.
Oh, that's safe.
Now we
turned up. That's what I'm talking about.
It was 10 o'clock. I was like, you want an adult bevy? He goes, it is 10 a.m., but I am not saying no.
And the drink was fantastic.
Yeah.
Wherever we had it.
We went to Pim's Kitchen, the Ant-Man.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Before noon
drinking.
We had a.
Well,
you're
on vacation, so.
And that was the other thing. Yeah. We were on vacation. We were working a lot, filming videos. And
great videos, too, by the way.
Thank you. He was a great sport about it. We had a very good time. Those videos had a lot of views, too.
Yeah, they all made me.
Oh, my God. And then somebody tagged one of the videos and said he should be on Dilfs of Disney, the Instagram account.
Oh, man. Oh, snap.
Okay.
And started tagging Dilfs of Disney.
That was Good Kid Dad City, by the way, who did that.
Dilfs of Disney. Yeah.
Can't lie. Didn't register with the hand. I was like, what did Good Kid just tag us in? Oh.
It's just an account with just hot dads of Disneyland.
That is wild.
Yeah,
they got an account for everything.
No need to tell anyone I'm not a dad. I was just
your dog.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, dog dad.
Dog dad. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But Disney was a blast, and it's spurned all sorts of ideas for Katie and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the good things about the first ever time I called in sick in my entire radio career. Is she was home, I was home, and it was, hey, Netflix just dropped this basketball series, and she's game. She's like, oh, I'm gonna watch it.
Because reality TV.
That's her bag.
Right.
And so I laid in bed for 10 straight hours with minimal ability to move, watching all of those episodes of Starting Five. Which I don't think you made it through all 10 in one sitting.
I got through most of them. Oh, not in one sitting.
But you did watch a lot of them.
Yes, I watched most of them.
Because you had a lot of questions through the first few hours of that viewing.
Yes, and I do have some questions for you guys now.
Okay.
Well, first I want to break down like why this was a great reality show. But none of it's going to be about sports, guys. So
that's what makes it great.
But feel free to ask me questions. Okay. So with any great reality show, you need a couple of different players. You need the fun one, mm-hmm. which is the one you like really want to be friends with. Mm-hmm. You need the OG. Okay. You've watched Housewives,
yeah,
Casey.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, you know, Vicky Gumbelson, the OG of the OC? No. Okay. That's fine. You need a villain. Now, people will be like, oh, I hate this person.
Yeah.
You have to hate someone.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just part of the formula. Okay? Then there's the one you're rooting for. And then there is the nice one, like the sweetheart. Mm. Okay? And that exists in this series.
I don't want to mess up what you're saying, but can I take a guess on who these people are?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd love that. Yeah.
Sabonis obviously is a nice one.
Mm. Really? I was going Tatum.
No, I think Tatum is more of the, well, Tatum might not have a category, but we'll see.
Okay.
Sabonis is a nice one.
Okay, he's
Ant-Man's
right.
Ant-Man's the villain.
Is he?
Yep, okay. He's right.
LeBron is the OG.
Correct.
Jimmy's the fun one, and Tatum doesn't have a category.
He's the one you're rooting for.
Oh, you're
now,
rooting
for. Now, I understand.
I thought Domas would be the one you were rooting for. Because he was the one who missed the All-Star game. He was the one who missed the playoffs. Mm. He was the one who they talked about being criminally underrated.
Mm. Okay, but he's also a single dad. The only woman he seems to have in his life is his mom,
Tatum,
right?
That's Tatum. Yeah, Jason Tatum.
Isn't that who you were talking about?
I was talking about Domas, our guy. No, I got it. You have him as the nice one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's reasons for all of this. So obviously LeBron, the OG.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although LeBron could fall into the category as the fun one.
Yes. Okay. That's part of my notes here. Gentlemen.
I love that you have notes, by the way. This is a shoot. She keeps looking down at something. She has notes.
I have notes.
Typed out notes that she printed because she's 60 years old. Do you print your directions too?
MapQuest.
MapQuest.
MapQuest, Katie.
How do you guys do it?
The Notes app.
You know what?
Like this every civilized person, we use the Notes app.
Professionalism. Okay.
Yep.
Maybe try.
I saw a printed email for you over by Complex's office.
Okay,
like, what is this?
Can I tell you something? I went over to get something to get this off the printer, and I saw that, and I was like, when did I print this?
And Katie and Charlie keeping printers around America working.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.